Hello and welcome to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, and it gives me great pleasure, immense pleasure, to welcome my distinguished guest today. Certainly amongst the most experienced and accomplished sales and brand and business heads in the consumer retail space in India. Please join me as I welcome Shyam Motwani, Business Head, Godrej Locks and Architectural Fittings and Systems. Shyam, welcome to MVP, the Master's Voice podcast.
Good morning, Pawan. We're more than happy to have a very good conversation. We could start off with whatever you have in mind.
Thank you very much, Shyam. And the privilege is entirely mine because we keep looking for, you know, great thoughts, great thought leaders, good minds who empower and inspire the marketplace. And that's why I'm very happy that you are a guest today. And thanks also to, you know, one of the best young PR professionals I have had the privilege of knowing, the amazing young lady called Priyanka Suryavanshi. She's from AdFactors PR, as you know. And also thanks to the rest of your team, which has made this interaction possible. I think you're in great comms hands. So Shyam, before I begin our conversation and really get on to the part that I'm really looking forward to, allow me to share in brief, you know, with my, our viewers and even the listeners and those who will read this text on Media Brief, a little bit about you. My distinguished guest is Shyam Motwani, Executive Vice President and Business Head, Godrej Locks and Architectural Fittings and Systems, a business division of the Godrej & Boyce Manufacturing Company Limited. Shyam has, in the past 29 years and more, spearheaded important roles in his previous assignments also with the group. Shyam's extraordinary professional career with Godrej includes his role as Vice President and Business Head, Retailing Business, Vice President, Marketing and Exports, Godrej Appliances, and leadership roles in the area of sales and marketing with Godrej Soaps, Foods, and Household Insecticides. Shyam has also had a stint with a real estate company prior and followed by a role in a pharma company with their cosmetic business division. Shyam joined the Locks division of Godrej in the year 2009. Shyam's a bachelor in mechanical engineering and he joined Messrs. Bharat Bijli Limited as an industrial engineer. And later, Shyam went on to complete his MBA in marketing from Bombay University. So amazing all-round, wide, deep and rich experience, Shyam. And I'm glad that we are at the point where I can begin our conversation. So Shyam, the locking market in India is evolving in terms of technology, design and digital safety devices emerging as a preferred customer choice, consumer choice. And Godrej Locks has been at the forefront of revolutionizing the fundamental concept of a locking device. The brand is constantly innovating. That's a great hallmark of Godrej. Anyways, the entire group and all its verticals. And Godrej Locks as a brand is innovating towards enhancing safety for the benefit of its consumers and has developed several products and solutions, keeping in mind the evolving needs of consumers with the passage of time. So that was my context. And in that context, I must say that Godrej Locks is a brand with a rich legacy that spans generations. So give us, Shyam, a brief overview of how the company started and its journey of transformation, especially in terms of embracing innovation and now digitization.
If I was to really look at the founding business of Godrej & Boyce, which it actually started in 1897. We are now 126 years young. Hmm. I think, it all started back then when we were struggling to gain independence from the so-called imperialism. Right. We were in the throes of wanting to do something for India, for Bharat, and reliance on ourselves and our abilities and our capabilities. And that's when, founding fathers of this great company decided to, after trying many things, decided to make India's own what is called as a lock, which then was called the padlock, to give Indian homes the necessary safety, you know, that was desired at that point in time. But until we gained, you know, freedom from the imperialists and a little beyond that, there wasn't much that was really being witnessed by way of, you know, new products and, you know, different technology platforms and what have you. It was only in the 50s that we, you know, introduced India's first brass padlock, which at that time was, in a way, you know, branded. And that was the first sub-brand that this company created, I must say, to the credit of the founding fathers. The sub-brand was Navtal.
Yes, I remember it from my childhood. We would go out, and my childhood goes decades back. We would go out, leaving the house completely in the security of that little padlock, that gleaming brass padlock. Amazing. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, so over a period of time, the brass padlock Navtal came to be known as a gold standard in the safety devices business. And it remains to be so, as you rightly said. And I think a lot of us, when we were growing up, we only actually depended on this good-looking, golden, shiny, with a chrome-plated shackle as the only safety device on our main door.
Absolutely.
I remember we used to take vacations with only this device on the main door, and we used to be away from our home for over 15-20 days. And there wasn't anything that was protecting our house. So even today, you know, we have successfully and continue to remain highly focused on padlocks as a segment.
Right.
Because padlocks is not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
It is not going anywhere in any part of the world. The technology platforms have changed. You know, so initially, as you would know, we had the basic technology platform called the lever technology.
Right. Yes.
And therefore, we used to make padlocks at that time, and Navtal in particular, with different levers. And the more the number of levers, the better the safety.
Right.
So we had to start with 7-lever, which is the most popular Navtal. Then we introduced 8-lever. Then we introduced 6-lever. We also introduced 5-lever, and likewise. And the range continued to expand.
Right.
And over a period of time, I think we introduced several other padlocks with different materials, including steel, a special kind of steel. And we used to make those padlocks for largely the urban markets of India at that time.
Great.
Because the concept of security, Pawan, is pretty much, I think, got to do with the culture of the country.
Right.
So even during the difficult times after our freedom, when India was coming out of its impoverished state thanks to the imperialists, I think safety wasn't a big kind of a concern in the smaller cities of the country,
okay,
which we call today as tier 3, tier 4 or whatever. You know, so population, you know, if you were to look at the strata, then anything beyond a million was the actual town that we would be focusing on. Less than a million, half a million, 300,000, 100,000 or 50,000 population town wouldn't really bother about safety. And therefore, our focus remained on the urban centers, and we expanded our padlock portfolio, and we never looked back after that for many decades.
Lovely.
And we continue to be the only brand in the business of locking devices until, I think, till the 90s, I would think. It was only after the 90s that we saw some other players entering into the market, and then we had the Tala Nagri at that time.
Right.
Which is Aligarh.
Right.
You know, which started, you know, the what is called as the cottage
industry of chota locks,
which are nothing but an imitation of our Navtal.
Yes, weak imitations, literally, actually.
Yes. So they were kind of beginning to make some impact or make some noises here and there, but they were largely focused in rural India.
The back of beyond, actually, beyond
the back
fold,
of beyond. Yeah, exactly, and the hinterland, as we call them.
Correct.
So we continued to grow, and then our focus then shifted on developing additional technology platforms other than lever technology, and we made the first invention, literally the first invention in the mid-90s, what we call as the dimple key technology or computerized technology.
Correct.
Which we branded as Ultra technology.
Yes.
And that gave birth to many more applications, particularly for the main door. We migrated from the ubiquitous brass padlock to what is now called as a rim lock.
Right.
It was the night latch, if you remember, the Godrej night latch that was created at that point in time. And then we had several versions of those rim locks with multiple, safety features, depending on what kind of options you wanted to exercise for your door and for your house.
Lovely.
So we started with a typical latch, which was called as the night latch, Godrej night latch. Thereafter, we had a simple Godrej deadbolt for the main door. Then we introduced what is called as a twin bolt, which had two bolts. Deadbolt had one bolt. Night latch had only one latch bolt. Then from two bolts, we went to three bolts and we called it a tri-bolt. And then after a period of time, we introduced pentabolt and, five-bolt technology. And we kept innovating and inventing from the dimple key technology. We had another innovation and invention from the House of Godrej, patented by us, which is called as the EXS platform. EXS is an acronym for extra security.
Okay.
So we generated many other, applications around that platform. And we started diversifying into many applications, including then at that point in time, we introduced locks for furniture because we were in the furniture business.
Yeah.
And we started doing what is known as captive selling at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And we were selling furniture locks to our sister division, which was into furniture, both steel furniture and other, wooden furniture, but largely steel furniture for homes and offices. And we continue to diversify our portfolio of rim locks.
Excellent.
In terms of different sizes and different shapes, various designs, various finishes. And we also introduced the electroplated finishes after a period of time, from initially the powder-coated finishes. We expanded our range of furniture locks, and we continue to innovate on the technology platform.
Excellent. So, Shyam, I mean, this is one of the longer replies that I've received to any question on this show. But honestly, I did want you to give us, and even now, I think it's a back of the envelope kind of walkthrough. Because when you look at the rich legacy of Godrej that spans generations, and the fact that, how you've been transforming yourselves, your products, and enhancing security across the country in all its applications in terms of, embracing innovation and digitization. So thank you for that detailed walkthrough. Very, very interesting. So now on the personal front, Shyam, what's your journey with Godrej Locks been like? Tell us about your experiences, your personal experiences, and the insights you've gathered along the way working with such amazing nation-building, committed, invested in society and the betterment of people and purpose, and nation. This kind of core leadership that created Godrej, the group, and whose vision has, I think, permeated across levels from leaderships down to, the most casual in terms of the, manner of employment kind of worker and associate. So what have you learned? What are your learnings from the kind of people who have led and created Godrej for so many years now?
If I were to start talking about my journey with Godrej Locks, it all began in 2009.
Okay.
And It's been now over 14 years. This is my 15th year with this business unit of Godrej Locking Solutions and Architectural Fittings, because the business also evolved from just being a locks business. Time passed, sometime around the mid of the second decade of the 21st century, we also diversified and did some related diversification into what is called as architectural fittings.
Okay.
We created a new business brand called Godrej Locks and Architectural Fittings and Systems.
Hmm.
So this journey began in 2009.
Hmm.
And when I joined this business unit, I was not very happy with the progress the business unit had made in over 100 years that, you know, the business unit had already been operating, with the kind of revenues that we were, you know, at that point in time generating.
Okay, so what did you do?
And I thought it was important that we do something very different. And therefore, I commissioned a major research to figure out what really are the emerging consumer needs and expectations, and what is really happening in the business of locks. And
okay.
Is there something beyond padlocks and rim locks and furniture locks?
What kind of research was it, with sellers or even with the end consumers? What was the kind of footprint of that research?
It was a consumer research.
Okay.
It was a qualitative research.
Okay.
And one of the key insights of that research was that ghar bhi ek gehna hai.
Wow. Lovely.
And that insight really kind of made us think at Godrej Locks as to what is it that can really fit that description.
Hmm.
And we came upon the thought that we should focus on what is called as designs involving handles for the doors.
Okay.
For the main doors and for the internal doors, supported by a good lock.
Okay.
What you see is the handle. What you don't see is the lock.
Lovely.
And then we gave birth to what is called by the British at that time, and today what we call as mortise, which is we create a cavity inside the door to insert the locking device, and we operate that locking device with a handle which is fitted from both inside of the door and outside of the door.
Outside, yes, right.
And
yes.
That is called as mortise locks, and we gave birth to a completely new range of mortise locks in 2010.
Lovely.
And we did some great events for our channel partners and you know, all the other stakeholders in announcing the arrival of Godrej in the business of mortise locks.
How did that do? How did mortise locks as a category? I think you created something new.
Yeah.
How did that category do, and you know, how did it lead the way, perform for you?
Well, I think the category did exceedingly well, and we in particular at Godrej Locks really kind of hogged most of the limelight and we also kind of marched ahead rapidly with a gain in share of the market, and within no time we were 10% share of the market.
Excellent.
And that gave birth to a completely new range of handles, which others then obviously decided to then emulate and follow and all of that, and make it whatever the way they were wanting to make it.
Hmm.
And I think after that, we didn't stop over there.
Hmm.
We then started focusing on design-led innovation. That was the other insight which was born out of the ghar bhi ek gehna hai.
Hmm.
It is the fact that people were now looking at designs of locks which would blend with the home decor themes that they would be wanting to work on, as and when they were to buy a new house or renovate an existing house and maybe work with a bunch of architects and interior designers.
Okay.
So we introduced a premium range of handles, extremely premium range of handles targeted at the architect and interior design community.
Excellent. So major metros first to start with.
Largely that's how the it top 8 down. Metros, the top 8 metros.
Yeah. Okay. Top 8. All right. The good thing that you all always do is you do try to expand the market, from what my understanding of it has been, in terms of the fact that initially you had the big Navtal padlocks, for instance, and then you went on to the smaller one also, and that probably gave a lot of gained traction and gave a lot of sense of security, actual security to people in the smaller markets also. So that's really very, very nice. Wonderful, Shyam. Really, that walkthrough also tells me a lot about, you know, the brand's Godrej Locks architectural fittings portfolio, which has been an interesting addition. And of course, it came because of your realization that more needed to be done. There definitely were market gaps, but you didn't want to just get into something without actually feeling the pulse of the consumer. And your call research really would have done a lot of good for you because of the great history of being embedded in the nation's, you know, retail spaces where people buy or used to buy and still buy locks. So wonderful. One question, one small part of my previous question, which you left unanswered, has been your leadership lessons or learnings from working with, you know, the kind of leadership that created Godrej, like you said, very evolved and wonderful set of people, the family that created Godrej. So you refer to them, but tell me, what have you learned from them? You know, new things. You bring a lot to the table, but then you come into a culture that is Godrej and it's embedded everywhere. What did you take from there, and what leadership styles, skills, or one single lesson or a couple have you always held, you know, very strongly and close to your heart?
See, actually, there are at least 2 to 3 key lessons that I have kind of learned from the founding fathers and the generations that have followed, including the current members of the family and my chairman and managing director.
Right.
One of them is clearly to build products which are at the cutting edge of technology.
Excellent. Excellent.
And never ever to do things that would compromise the consumer interests on account of poor quality.
Excellent.
Second lesson has been continue to innovate and do not ever give up. And the third lesson is empowerment. Empower your teams, empower your talent, and make sure that they are allowed to fail and they continue to run experiments throughout the year, throughout the, you know, the duration of the time that you've given them. And even if they fail, there is nothing to really worry about, because from failure, the next step would be success thereafter.
Excellent. Excellent. I think these three wonderful lessons, every professional from the youngest and the newest to, you know, the most experienced and seasoned, a bad word, but in the most experienced professionals, I think everyone should really stick with these. Beautiful. Innovation, technology, empowerment, but always keeping the interests of your end consumer right in front of you. So, you know, there is also this wonderful equality of stakeholders there, your consumers and your teams who actually help you create the best, deploy the best innovation and technology to empower and supply the consumers. So beautiful, lovely, lovely. So, Shyam, locking solutions have evolved significantly over the years, and, you know, Godrej Locks has been at the forefront of it. That my viewers and I have got a wonderful, you know, ringside view from or account of from you in my last couple of, you know, questions and your replies to them. So what is your vision for the future of locking solutions, and how do you anticipate them evolving, you know, to meet changing consumer needs and technological advancements?
So I think the vision is very clearly to, you know, look at more and more, I think, avenues for innovation in the business of locks. And I think the investments that we are making over the last few years is largely in the area of digital technology. And right now, as we speak, we are in the midst of kind of introducing for field validation 2 products that we have developed in our own R&D, with an ecosystem of very competent partners to harness what is called as the CIoT of the things that we do with respect to offering products in the digital space for both residential and institutional B2B requirements. And largely using the power of internet to be able to offer solutions which will lead to very high levels of convenience and kind of integration that consumers are now seeking with other devices as part of the home automation trend that we are witnessing. This is the trend that we are witnessing, and we are preparing for it. We are also, the vision is to make sure that we continue to draw new innovations in the business of architectural fittings. And that has taken us into spaces within the house where we've created some excellent products for all kinds of home furniture, which requires fittings to operate it with convenience and ease. So we now have some very interesting fittings. Not just for the kitchens and for all that you do in the kitchens, but also for your bedrooms, for your beds, for your wardrobes, and for many other things that, you know, you would require some excellent technology to operate them with ease and to be able to, you know, make sure that there is enough and more payoff by way of the advantages that these fittings offer in order to make sure that there is a great user convenience and very high level of user experience. So I think the focus is on largely these two specific aspects of our locks portfolio and of our architectural fittings portfolio.
Excellent, excellent. So you have B2B and B2C customers.
Correct. Right?
And you reach out to both of them. Obviously, B2B, you have to reach out purely directly. B2C, you can still reach out a little bit indirectly also through your dealers and distributors and everybody else. But what is your percentage mix, if you want to share anything that is shareable in the public domain, that is, as business returns, from how much of it comes in from the B2B business and how much of it comes in from the B2C business? Percentage.
Bulk of our business currently, upwards of 80% comes from our B2C business.
Right.
And the rest comes from our B2B business.
Okay, okay. And how do you market yourselves? How do you reach out to those target groups?
Well, if you look at the, B2C, then there are several stakeholders that we really look at, and we understand, and we have understood through, again, some research in terms of the role that each stakeholder has in the decision-making process.
Okay.
Now, if I look at, let's say, architectural fittings, then the share of the decision-making in the architectural fittings is less of the end user and more of the influencers.
Correct.
So you have the interior designers, you have the community of architects, and then you have a community of contractors and carpenters. And to reach out to them, we've created two platforms. One is a platform that we offer to our architects and interior design community through what is called as Godrej Value Co-Creators Club.
Okay.
In short, GVCC Club.
Okay.
We allow architects and interior designers to showcase their innovative ideas, including things that they're doing for both, you know, homes and institutions, and that focus on sustainability. We have also instituted a year and a half back, in fact, now 2 years, a platform for recognizing the contribution of the top AID members of the community by giving them a platform which is called as the GV's Awards platform.
All right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And we have achieved some very, very, encouraging success since it was, introduced or the inception in the year 2022. So we have this GVCC and the GV's Awards as two platforms to really reach out to this community of architects and interior designers and, target all our engagement with them. On the contractors and carpenters, we have another platform which is called as the Godrej Vishesh Lab Club.
Okay, Godrej Vishesh Lab Club.
Which is again acronymed as GVLC. And it is an app-based platform which allows contractors and carpenters to enroll themselves in this, what is called as the loyalty program.
Okay.
And we reward them for all the, kind of influence that they're able to bring to the table when it comes to the choice of products for end users that they're working for. All our products are scannable for QR code, which then helps them to gain points and help them to redeem points for rewards. So this is the other community that we reach out to. And there is so much and more that we are doing by way of engagement with this community in terms of running various programs for them, in terms of conducting several events for the contractor and carpenter community, including for their families.
Lovely.
We offer them medical insurance for the family.
Oh, okay.
So that, in case of any emergency, they have enough and more insurance to back them up for themselves and for the family. We invite them for events such as the Independence Day celebrations or the Diwali celebrations or the Holi celebrations. We take them out for an outing. We involve them and engage them in sporting exercises and their children. We also involve them in, going with our teams to watch a movie show in multiplexes. And we also reward them with some gifts in kinds which are the need of the hour, be it, the need for having some warm clothing for winter or some interesting appliances for their homes or something like that.
Very, very good. Very good. So it's a complete emotional connect, frankly.
Yes. So we are looking at clearly an emotional connect with this community more than anything else.
Wonderful, wonderful. And in the process, thanks to the, I think, top-notch quality of the products that you do inform your partners about and hope that they will recommend to consumers, you're actually spreading the shield of security in homes and in business places. So that's really good. Very, very nice. And any memorable campaign, memorable for you, that is, every campaign that you bring out or roll out a marketing campaign is something that you really like, I'm sure. Lots of thought and lots of, everything stems from the business objectives and the need of the hour. But, you keep doing some very interesting campaigns. Tell me about one memorable campaign, and maybe we can, if there's a small short video, we can play that out also. Otherwise, tell me about one memorable campaign.
Well, if I was to really restrict myself to only one, I think the campaign that really stays in my mind etched forever is the campaign we did with the reformed robbers of Yerwada Jail.
Oh, wow. Is there a video that you have for that?
Yes.
Right, Shyam, let's look at the video first.
चोर हमेशा खुद को बचने लगे वो देखता नहीं सामने कौन है बच्चा है औरत है या सामने कौन साहब है तो मार देगा तो आपकी जान भी चली जा सकती है
अभी तो लोग तो बहुत चोरी किया है इसे अंदाज नहीं लेकिन
ये साइकिल का स्टैंड रहता है ना ताले को नीचे से ऐसे पकड़ते वो ताले के बीच में स्टैंड डाल के कड़ी को लगा के हल्लू से दबाते वो खुल जाता आवाज भी नहीं आती
अगर ताला भी नहीं टूटा तो ट्यूबलाइट का भुआ करते हम काटबीटा को गुल निकलते दोनों मिक्स करके ताला में डालती और काड़ी लगाती टूट जाता है
पब्लिक तो चोर को घर में देखते हल्ला बल बच देते है तो टाइम पब्लिक ने थोड़ा सा अपना होश में रहकर काम करना चाहिए वो अंदर छोड़ते दबे पाव से घर के बाहर निकलना चाहिए और दरवाजे को कड़ी लगा के और बाद में पुलिस को फोन करके पुलिस आने तक उनका इंतजार करके चोर भागने ना पाए
दो ताला रहेगा ना एक ताला टूटने के बाद सामने आसपास आवाज तो जाएगा
बहुत हार्ड है ये रॉड ये ना बड़े जाड़े उसके वजह से लॉक तो नहीं खुल सकता
लॉक तो बहुत ही सेफ्ट है इसको तोड़ना तो और बहुत दूर की बात और तोड़ने भी जाए तो बहुत ही आवाज आएगा और कुछ छिड़कने करने से पहले पब्लिक जम हो जाएगी, तो ये लॉक बहुत ही सेफ्टी।
अलार्म के जैसे ऐसा दिख रहा है नंबर है ये, वो सीक्रेट कॉड भी रहेगा नहीं, फिलहाल तो हम चोरी नहीं करेंगे भी, ऐसा लॉक देख के नहीं नहीं तोड़ सकती।
Wow, that's really wonderful, Shaman. I can understand why you said it will remain etched in your mind forever. Tell me a little bit about this idea. What a wonderful idea, you know, about something connected so emotionally and properly with the basic product and the features that you offer. So how did this wonderful melding of the solidity and the commitment of Godrej really devolved so beautifully into this? Tell me how the campaign was made. What, where did the idea come from, and how much time did you take?
Well, I think we were wanting to, in the public interest, do some kind of promoting awareness and run it as a campaign over a longish period of time. And we never believed that, you know, advertising in the strictest sense of commercial advertising would help us achieve the objective. Exactly. And since it was in public interest, we thought, let's try and build credibility around the entire idea. And during the course of our brainstorming with several of our ecosystem partners and stakeholders, we hit upon the idea of why don't we actually inform our end users as to what do the robbers have to think when they go to actually break a house and, you know, end up robbing the house. And therefore, we spoke to some of them on camera without revealing their identity.
Sure.
And they told the end consumers that this is how they ultimately succeed in breaking open into the house.
Wow.
And the net of the three or four robber interviews that we did was that the safety devices that people are using on the door are absolutely flimsy and are not worthy of putting on the main door because they can be easily broken into. And then they were given, without telling them which company and which brand is that lock, to break that lock and prove to the world that this is also something that they can break into. And on the video, they tried breaking the lock from the house of Godrej, and they couldn't do so.
Wow. Lovely.
And they said that this is something that we can't do. And that campaign we ran for a certain length of time, and it gave us tremendous results. And, you know, we also then launched a home safety day around the same
time. That was my next question. Yes. Please tell me. Go ahead.
Around the same time in 2017, after we had launched this campaign in 2015-16,
right,
we wanted to take it further as part of the, you know, the public service campaign that we ran to launch what is called as a home safety day on the 15th of November. And every year now, since the last 7 years, we've been celebrating 15th November as the home safety day. And on its first anniversary of the home safety day in 2018, 15th of November, we launched, in continuation of the robber campaign, a campaign called Har Ghar Surakshit.
Kya baat hai. Very good. Very interesting. Very interesting.
And we thought that it is upon us as a leading brand to really, jisko kehte hai na, beeda uthana,
kya
to really take upon or don the mantle of promoting awareness about safety amongst the Indian households and for its Indian citizens.
Lovely.
And that's how we took the robber campaign into the next phase of Har Ghar Surakshit campaign. And we launched several new ideas, including the last one, which was based around yet another campaign, which I'm not going to talk about because you've given me only option of talking about one memorable campaign.
No, you can tell me one more. Go ahead. Tell me.
And that campaign was built around the kind of emotional payoffs, apart from obviously the obvious functional benefits of Go Live Freely campaign, which means if you install a digital lock on your main door from the house of Godrej, you are completely at ease and peace of mind is guaranteed. And you can pursue any and every little, you know, hobby of your life and, you know, passion of your life without bothering too much about what's going to be happening behind me on the main door. And that campaign was launched last year. And to follow through that, we also launched a campaign on the Home Safety Day in 2022, which was the sixth year of our Home Safety Day celebration, a campaign called Live Safe, Live Freely.
Okay.
And we again took upon the mantle or donned the mantle of identifying the most vulnerable cities as per the Indian Crime Bureau.
Okay.
The research that the Indian Crime Bureau does and publishes results on its website. We picked 52 cities in the descending order of their, the rate of crime to do a Go Live or Live Safe, Live Freely campaign in that city with the help of the local security agencies and security forces for 52 weeks, which is now going to end this year before the start of the next campaign on the 15th of November.
Excellent, excellent. You know, a wonderful thing is that the Godrej Group and within the umbrella brand of Godrej Security Solutions, you also have cameras and monitoring devices, etc. And these can really beautifully complement the Godrej locks, devices and solutions. So really, you don't leave any base uncovered as a group, and Godrej Locks has been very, very innovative. I want to ask you about, you know, the recent report in Mumbai about crimes against elderly people, you know, senior citizens in Mumbai. And I'm sure it must be across the country. I mean, it's a bit of a trend, and, you know, those who prey on the vulnerable will seek the weakest. So any suggestions, advice for, children in wards of elderly who have to live separately or alone because the kids are away or working elsewhere or something like that? What is the advice? What are the kind of solutions you would suggest to them? What kind of care and precaution can they take to remain safe? You know, from the general overall perspective of one of the top locks experts in the country. I'm sort of oversimplifying this, but I want your views on that. Some advice.
Well, the most important advice for children of the silver citizens that you were talking about, their parents who are currently living in an empty nest, is to make sure that they have a safety door outside their house before they allow anybody to enter through the house through the main door.
Okay.
So have double protection.
Right.
Because what the safety door does is that even if you end up opening your main door from inside the house, your safety door is clearly in locked condition.
A shield, yes.
A shield. What you can do is to provide some lures in one part of the safety door, which can help you to look at who's on the main, who's outside on the door.
Correct.
And if you find someone who's objectionable and who doesn't really to be allowed to be got inside, or who doesn't get an opportunity to get inside the house, you are still safe, because the main door, the outside door, is a safety door which is not locked, which is not open and will not be opened at all. And for that, we recommend a very good mechanical lock which provides multiple bolt security.
Okay.
And on the main door, if the silver citizens are comfortable and do not seem to be put off by the issues involving digital technology, or do not seem to be intimidated by the digital technology, I would suggest installing a simple digital door lock on the inside door, which is the main door to the house.
Okay. And perhaps a camera to monitor who's outside.
And to couple it along with the digital door lock, a video door phone.
Okay. Yes. Right. And Godrej Security Solutions makes those also. Yes.
And obviously, a monitor inside the house, just near the door in the living room, to help you know who's outside on the door on your video, using your video camera on the monitor on the screen inside.
Lovely.
The way we do it today for the silver citizens is, we again, in the interest of public, have been running for the last 4 years a campaign called Free Home Safety Checkup.
Okay, that's interesting. How many cities do you run this in?
Across the country.
Oh, lovely. And I'm sure you must be targeting the cities that are
most vulnerable.
As per the crime bureau
yes.
reports.
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Tell me a little more about that.
We have provided a toll-free number to all the citizens of the country to call and take an appointment for our technician to be at their door.
Okay.
Without any expense, without any cost, free of cost visit and free of cost advice by actually examining what is on the main door today, whether it is going to be enough by way of a safety device, or is there a way they can upgrade to a better device? And how would they be able to acquire the device closer to the house?
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
So a technician, through prior appointment, lines up at the house and tells you, by asking you a few questions, is able to tell you, you know, depending on who are in the house, how many members are in the house, how often the door is open, what all are there in the house, what kind of people live in the house, what are the age, you know, groups of the people who live in the house and all of that. And how many times are the silver citizens alone, and how many times are the babies alone with the babysitter, with the parents having gone to work. All of those questions asked, answers provided by the consumer, tells us that the current safety device is inadequate for the safety that they need for their home. And the technician advises them as to what is the next level of upgrade they can go for. And we help them to acquire the next upgraded device and install it free for them.
It's so many cities and so many homes. How do you ensure the responsibility of ensuring is yours? That, you know, this person has given you a complete vulnerability audit of his home or her home. How do you ensure that that information is secure and it is never compromised? It's a tough ask.
That information is completely in the confines of our own what is called as the information that we keep on our servers.
Okay.
And it is completely secured and encrypted by the service team, and it is never shared with anybody. We don't need to share this with anybody.
No, I'm just saying that the person who collects that information does have it in the first go.
Of course he has. But, you know, at the end of the day, we do not really collect any sensitive information about, you know, things like what all things you keep in the house. Do you keep cash at home? Do you keep jewelry at home?
Right.
You know, how often do people come and go? What time people come and go? We don't ask these questions.
Right.
No, we ask simple questions to gauge as to whether the current lock on the main door is good enough for the requirements or they need to upgrade.
Fair enough. And also maybe, you know, the kind of people who are more evolved and more sort of security conscious, ghar bhi ek gehna hai, sort of, are the ones who would probably be also able to just give you the information directly through an app. I'm just saying. So there are various ways of ensuring that the human interface is removed from there. Of course, you need an agent to go and look at it all. And I'm sure that the kind of company that you are and the kind of extreme, not just strong, but extreme focus on security that you have, I'm sure your processes are as strong as your products. So, but this is an amazing thing that you're doing, empowering greater security and, you know, weeding out vulnerability from every home in terms of the security solutions that they deploy, especially through Godrej Locks. Really wonderful. You know, Shyam, I have really enjoyed my conversation with you. It's been amazing. You've given us so much of, insights. And I think younger people, younger professionals, and even your peers alike, you know, from the youngest person who's just studying in a BMM or a management college or institute, waiting to get into their first job of marketing or sales or whatever. Whole point is understanding, looking at the ecosystem, the opportunities, the sector, the subsector. What am I going to try and do? How do I think? How do I grow my business? How do I take care of empowering my teams? What are the two or three wonderful leadership lessons that I must always keep with me? And not just roll out and make available to my teams as a leader when I grow, but even expect from my management, which tells me I'm working with a good evolved company. You've taken us through so many wonderful areas and given us so much of inputs and insights. I'm really very, very happy to have spent time with you today, Shyam. What did you think of your conversation with me on MediaBrief.com?
I think I enjoyed this conversation. I think it has been wonderful talking to you, especially a professional of your repute. I have known you in your various assignments that you have been, you know, playing a very pivotal role in the organizations you have worked for, as an advertising professional, as a media professional, and somebody who understands the subject so well. I am delighted to have really been part of this conversation with you on Media Brief, Video Brief, series. And I look forward to many such opportunities in the coming weeks and coming months, and will be delighted to share some of my other experiences in continuation of this discussion today and this conversation.
Wonderful. I take that as a promise and something that will really make me want to come back to you, Shyam. Shyam Motwani, Business Head, Godrej Locks and Architectural Fittings and Systems, to be able to talk and speak with you again and bring your insights on the table, to the table for everybody. And of course, through Priyanka Suryavanshi, that wonderful, sparkling PR professional from AdFactors PR, who made this interaction possible, gave me so much of information, helped me cut to the chase in terms of info. Yes, I had done a podcast earlier with Pushkar also, the head of Godrej Security Solutions. And I know how committed and how evolved as a mother brand Godrej is, and as different verticals and business entities that really go and connect with people outside. So thank you ever so much. And I see the Rakhis on your hand. This is the day after Raksha Bandhan. So wonderful. My wishes and prayers and blessings for everybody at home, your family at home and the family at Godrej Locks. Thank you once again, Shyam. Shyam, you've been amazing. And I'm just going to now sign off. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Pawan. Wish you the same to you and your family.
So that was my distinguished guest, Shyam Motwani, Business Head, Godrej Locks and Architectural Fittings and Systems, on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. I certainly enjoyed the conversation. Lots and lots of insights from Shyam's immensely wide and broad and deep experience, great knowledge, great learnings. I keep learning every day, and I'm sure you too found some remarkable insights into how to think strategically for your business, for your brand, for its presence and growth ever ongoing. Till we meet again in the next episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast, this is your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla saying, take care, stay safe, stay secure. Bye-bye.